This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 15th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Atsira, Forties, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Rockall 981, expected 40s 985 by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira. Southeasterly becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time, and occasionally gale 8 except in North Atsira. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Southeast becoming cyclonic, then northwest later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in 40s and 4 elsewhere. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southeast veering southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in German Bight and 5 elsewhere. Rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 except in Portland and Plymouth. Squally showers, moderate or good. Biscay, southwesterly veering northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 later in south. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly veering northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Occasional rain in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. South Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Occasional rain at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Sole, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest veering west 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, decreasing 5 or 6 later in Fastnet. Squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest Rockall. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally showers. Moderate or poor. Northeast Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, backing northeasterly 3 to 5, then northwesterly later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly, then northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast Fair Isle. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 6, rain, 1.5 miles 986, falling slowly. Stornoway, east-southeast 5, recent rain, 24 miles 990, falling. Lerwick, east-southeast 4, 24 miles 999, falling. Wake Automatic, southeast 4, recent precipitation, 9 miles 993, falling. Aberdeen, southeast 4, rain, 1 mile 992, falling quickly. Lookers, southeast 4, drizzle, 2 miles 990, falling quickly. Boomer, southeast by south 5, slight rain, 2 miles 990, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south southwest 4, 993, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 7, 500 metres, 1003. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 8, 2 miles, 1005. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west southwest 7, 1004, now falling. Jersey, west southwest 6, 5 miles, 1009, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest 7, 2 miles, 1,006. Scilly Automatic, West by South 7, Rain, 4 miles, 1,006, rising. Milford Haven, West Southwest 6, recent rain, 5 miles, 998, rising slowly. Aberporth, Southwest 6, rain, 6 miles, 996, now rising. Valley, Southwest 6, mist, 5 miles, 992, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 5, 7 miles, 993, falling slowly. Valentia, west by south 6, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 998, rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 5, 6 miles, 990, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by west 4, recent rain, 11 miles, 985, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 2, 19 miles, 987, falling more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 14th of September. The general situation. An Atlantic low will move eastwards across Scotland tonight before becoming slow-moving over the northern North Sea during Monday. It will be unsettled with either rain or squally showers, and also very windy near English and Welsh coasts where there will be gales. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly, then northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, veering southwest, then west or northwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in north, then veering westerly 5 to 7 later. Showers perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, showers perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, squally showers, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest, veering west later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 close inshore, showers, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in far west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first near Pembrokeshire. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, westerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in far north. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly, or southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, then veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in far north, otherwise southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, then veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery at times. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in south. Showers, thundery at times. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly backing northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and south, backing northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, good occasionally poor at first and moderate later. And Shetland Isles, east or southeast backing northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. That completes the shipping bulletin and indeed brings us to the end of our schedule for another day. As always, we'll be entrusting the Radio 4 frequency to our colleagues at the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night. Or on Radio 4 Extra, Julian Clary is about to share his Desert Island Discs. The comedian was cast away by Sue Lawley in 2005. That programme is about to start over on Radio 4 Extra. Thanks very much for your company here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. And from me, tonight's newsreader Chris Aldridge, and indeed everyone on the team at Radio 4, a very good night and a good start to the week. Good night.
Days after Israel tried to kill Hamas leaders in Qatar, the Gulf Kingdom prepares to host an emergency summit of Arab and Muslim leaders.
The time has come for the international community to stop using double standards and to punish Israel for all the crimes it has committed.
Also in the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil, a BBC Eye investigation exposes a former London bus driver running an illegal prostitution ring in Dubai, systematically exploiting young Ugandan women.
You're working for him. You're a slave. The only choice you have is to go outside and sleep with the men.
As this year's Emmy Television Awards get underway, we'll be live in Los Angeles and...
The fight is all over and Ricky Hatton is the champion of the world!
I always said I'd be number one and you know what?
We look back on the life of the boxing champion Ricky Hatton, who has died at the age of 46. That's all after this bulletin.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has said Israel needs to be cautious before they attack Qatar again. He was speaking to reporters at an airfield in New Jersey.
They have to do something about Hamas, but Qatar has been a great ally to the United States. A lot of people don't know that. So Israel and everybody else, we have to be careful. When we attack people, we have to be careful.
Earlier, the Qatari Prime Minister, Sheikh Al-Thani, told the international community to stop using double standards and punish Israel for what he called its crimes. He was speaking at an initial meeting ahead of an emergency summit he's called of Arab and Muslim leaders on Monday. Palestinian medical sources say more than 50 people have been killed by the Israeli military in Gaza since dawn on Sunday. Israeli airstrikes are continuing to destroy homes in Gaza City as it tries to force the population southwards. Israel says it's targeting Hamas surveillance centres. Wera Davis is in Jerusalem.
There's been increasingly intensive Israeli airstrikes on Gaza for the last week or so. Benjamin Netanyahu said in the middle of last week that they destroyed 50 buildings in recent days, specifically some of these big high towers, but also reportedly some individual houses. Now, Israel always denies that it's involved in any scorched earth policy. Israel says that when it does destroy buildings, it does so for operational reasons. Much of Gaza City is now the focus of these Israeli airstrikes. Israel does issue evacuation orders in many cases, but often just hours before those buildings are completely destroyed.
The far-right AfD party in Germany is projected to win more than triple its share of the vote in the country's most populous state. Exit polls say the party finished third overall in local elections in North Rhine-Westphalia, with around 16.5% of the votes.